Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy with the golden shovel, Aaron, and with me is the water balloon witch, Jay. Jay, how's it going?
Going good, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty good. It's hot today.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and by the time this goes out, Jay, congratulations on 10,000 listens.
Oh yeah, that was great.
I know. We're really close as of right now.
That's great.
I think we're like 50 away, so we'll hit it soon. So thanks everybody for listening.
Yeah, for sure. It's a big milestone.
Yeah, and for everybody who's listening now, Jay, what did we watch this week?
The zombie apocalypse classic, School Live.
Ooh, and then do you have the synopsis ready?
Yes, and this is from a website called Anime Planet. So Yuki Takuya loves her school. She loves it so much, in fact, that she actually lives there. She's part of the School Life Club, a group of four girls and their dog who camp out in school at night and grow their own food on the school roof. But why is Yuki the only one who attends classes? And why doesn't anyone ever have the urge to go home?
I wonder, Jay. We're about to get into that. Are you ready for the facts?
Yes. I'm actually very curious. Was it Lurch that did this anime?
Yes, Lurch did do this anime. Skipping ahead a little bit.
I thought so. Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, so it's 2015. Oh, there's actually pretty cool things coming with this. But in 2015, this anime was produced. 12 episodes. Horror, psychological, thriller, slice of life. Really cool mixture
combination of genres.
A real quick general note that I love about this anime, because I want to get it out of the way before I forget. I really love the juxtaposition between all the genres.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like...
That's like one of my general things as well. It's like how well it blends the school, like the horror aspect with the slice of life. Like cute girls doing...
Cute things.
And like in my notes, I says you really can make cute girls do any... be put in any situation. Oh. And it's like real... It'll be okay.
My favorite thing about it is how surreal it is. Like,
yeah,
they're sitting there talking about getting fat from curry, and in the background, just a bunch of zombies just chilling,
playing soccer.
Yeah, playing soccer. That's a good one. Looking for brains. That's it.
And all right.
It was created by Norimitsu Keiho, and what's really cool is this is his first manga he wrote. And he did the series composition for Danganronpa 3, End of Hope's Peak Academy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he wrote the anime, which makes sense. If you think about it, there's a lot of connections between Danganronpa 3 and this. Like, they feel very similar.
Yeah, instead of like a zombie apocalypse, just this, like a massive brainwashing people.
Exactly. Think of, what is that, the Despair arc. How well that slice of life is blended in with. Psychological thriller.
Yeah. Now that you mentioned that, it does really make sense with the mix between the two arcs.
Yeah. And then,
the Despair arc.
Right. He also created Kaiju Girls, which is a moe thing of Kaiju Girls.
Okay.
Mothra as a cute girl. The studio was Lurch. And they've done Scum's Wish, Danganronpa 3, Monster Musume, and Assassination Classroom.
Mm-hmm. Fastest, check out all those podcasts.
Yeah, we Fastest did all those. Probably one of the top studios we've covered in the last 3 years. It's probably Lurch.
Yeah.
Definitely top five. This is directed by Masami Ando, and he directed Scum's Wish, White Album 2, and Toilet Bound Hanako-kun. It's licensed by Sentai. The music was done by Mosaic Wave. And they're actually a J-pop band. And they quote-unquote invented the genre Akiba Pop.
Akiba Pop?
Akiba Pop, which is...
like pop from Akiba?
Yeah, basically. It was like influenced by anime, manga, and Akiba culture. And they did the opening to Sumomomo, Momomomo, The Strongest Bride on Earth. The opening was Friendship Shitai by Gakuen Setsukubu, which is a group, the girls in the group.
Okay.
The ending was Harmonize Clover by Mayon Kurosaki, and she did openings for High School of the Dead and A Certain Magical Index. The second ending is We Took Each Other's Hand by Kaori Sadawa. And the last ending is Afterglow by Mayuri Kurosaki.
Okay.
Do you want to talk anything about the music? I think I really like the opening. It's so fun.
Yeah, it's I got a question. On the first episode, did they showed the opening, right?
Yes.
But did they not show any zombie stuff?
No, it's completely normal.
Yeah, so that's what I thought. I kept telling myself to go back and rewatch the opening of the first episode to see if it's different from all the other ones, but I just never got around to it.
So I completely forgot to send it to you because I think I finished it on Thursday. I had sat there and finished like 8 episodes in a row. And the one thing I want to share to you, I found this comparison video that was side by side episode 1 to episode 11.
All the other episodes?
Yeah. So, there's like really cool things like, there's like a star wipe. I don't know if you noticed, but like there's a star wipe from the main title card. And, it's actually the star wipe turns into severed zombie hands.
Oh, wow.
As the star wipe. Yeah. So it's pretty cool. Also really sad, in the 11th, episodes, Tormaru isn't in the opening anymore. They take him out.
No.
Yeah, he's there in a couple shots, like shots that he can't just not be there. But in a lot of like the minor shots where he's like a detail in the background, he's gone.
No.
Yeah, like it's real sad. There's like a shot of him looking up from his dog bowl, I think in the original theme. And then in episode 11, it's just the full bowl with this collar next to it. Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's super sad. Do you want to talk about... And then... the music's fine. I think it does a really good job of doing the suspense.
Yeah. A few things that I liked. I really liked the CD player song. That Kai CD player.
Oh, yeah.
That's a really cool song. It's very like jazzy. Slow jazz. And I also like the really creepy song that plays when Miki and Kurumi see Megumin in the basement.
Oh, really, it's like a dark remix it's like a distorted version of like a regular background theme.
Yeah.
Which really is really cool. Yeah. And then there's a live action film and an audio drama to round out the multimedia.
Okay.
I really wanted to send you, I think the live action film came out, I think in 2019, like just recently too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I wanted to send it to you because it looked really funny. The thing of it.
Like corny or something?
Yeah,
or...
like real corny. All right, Jay, is there anything general you want to talk about before we... started up?
Well, one of the things that I already said was like I really like that the cute girls doing cute things thing is like it's like really you could add that to like anything,
right?
It's really funny. And one thing that I want to talk about is like how would you handle this situation if you were in their shoes?
Oh man, so I was thinking about it, right? And
I was thinking about it the whole time I was watching the anime.
If I had a friend who is that far gone, like, I don't know what I would do. Like, if we're in that situation where we're kind of safe or seemingly safe, I would be like, okay, well, we can try to manage this. But if we're, like, on the run, it's like, I don't know how long, like, watching you is going to end up getting me killed. Kind of thing, you know?
Okay, yeah.
So it's really hard. Like the episode where they go to
the mall.
Like, the mall. I would have never took her out into the mall. Like that's so dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
To ever just like leave her alone like that.
Yeah.
Is crazy. Even in the like test of courage where they let her walk off by herself there, like they should have never let her walk off like that.
Yeah.
I
didn't even think about like how like thinking about Yuki and stuff. I was just thinking about like what I would do at the school. Like for one thing, I know resources were like scarce, like nails and like boards and all that stuff, but that's something that I would look for if I went out, you know, try to like building materials and stuff like that, stuff to like fortify the school.
Yeah,
because all the windows are broken for some reason, even like on the second floor and the third floor.
Yeah.
Every single window is broken.
Which brings me to like another like thing that like bugged me. I really wish like they just knock off the rest of the glass.
It's like, I know it's dangerous, right?
Yeah. Like I would just knock the rest of the glass off the windows.
Yeah. That's like another like petty thing that pet peeve that I was thinking about as well is just like I would like the floor that I'm living on, I would at least try to clean it a bit. Like maybe, I mean, they do clean their room and they clean like the septic, not septic tank, the water cleaning tank thing. But like, I would clean everything and try to like reinforce everything that I could.
Yeah, like at least I don't know. Like they have her go to the, they have her go into the dirty classroom with like blood all over the place, and
I know
it's it's ridiculous. I understand.
Another thing that I would try to do is, okay, so like they have like the stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like you would have the advantage of like a zombie attack if they were coming upstairs, right? Like you could just attack them from like the bottom, you know, like I have the higher ground, don't attack me. So I would probably try to create like some sort of like tunnel where like not a lot of them can get through at once, and like I would just try to pick off
through, right?
Yeah, I would pick them off like one at a time until like eventually they'll stop coming.
So this is what really bugged me about it bugs me about zombie fiction in general is that zombie fiction doesn't exist in zombie fiction, which is weird. Like they don't know what these things are. They don't know how to kill them.
Yeah.
Like I hate that in like zombie movies where it's like, okay, do we have to have that scene where they bust their, like you have a scene where you got to shoot them in the body and that doesn't work. And then something happens where they bash their head and that, all right, we know you have to go for the head now.
Okay. I get what you're saying. That people like in don't the know movies don't know about zombies.
Yeah. They've never heard of a zombie before in their life.
Yeah.
And it's so weird.
So everything's trial and error.
Yeah. And this is exactly what like this anime is. Like they don't know what they are. Yeah. But what I like about it is like how they don't have a name for them yet because they're so new. Like they call them them. Like, oh, it's them. They, which is pretty cool. It's like a really cool thing. Like if we were to explore, like I looked into it in the next part of the series, they go to the college campus and they meet new characters. They allow them into the campus, and I wondered if like they have a different name for for the zombies, just like how like in The Walking Dead, like depending like different groups of people call the zombies different things,
and like
no one calls them just zombies, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
God, this anime could only succeed if the characters weren't so characters were weak, and fortunately the characters are pretty good in this anime. They get you to care about them.
Yeah,
and
to an extent.
Yeah, and God, when they showed Megune for the first time.
Yeah.
As a zombie, it like hurt my like soul to see it like that. Like,
you know, that's like a thing that like I want to like, it's like a general kind of dislike is the anime is a little predictable.
Yeah, like you can totally tell that something's gonna happen. Like I hate the telegraph of like in the fourth episode They're already like, hey, if I get bit, don't hesitate to kill me.
Yeah.
And then of course she's gonna like hesitate to kill her.
Yeah.
God.
And then like, there's that whole thing at the end where like, oh, I'm reading a story and it made me sad because the dog doesn't make it.
I know.
Oh. And I was like, oh no, it's gonna happen.
Oh no. What I think what the worst part about it is, so I'll give you a little hint, Jay. Years ago, when I first heard about this anime, I knew Megumi was dead the whole time. So leading up to it, I'm like, okay, I know she's dead. And when they still revealed to her that she was dead, it like still hurt, as if I was like just learning it for the first time.
It didn't really hurt me too much because I had the feeling the whole time that she was not around. It was a little obvious.
Yeah, so the whole time I was looking for hints, because I wanted to see if they played by their own rules. Like, did they try to cheat their way around, right?
Uh-huh.
And for the most part, I think they did a good job. Like, if you're paying attention, you can kind of see that she's not there. Like, the only time Megune is ever shown, like, on camera is when Yuki is in the room.
Yeah.
So, like, Yuki will leave the room where Megune is still there, but then the shot will only be on the three other girls. And you never see Megune. Or, it's always Yuki who's initiating conversations with Megune, even though she's there.
Yeah.
And a really, really cool, it's like a more like a directorial slash cinematic thing. But I really liked, there's this scene where I thought they messed up. I thought, oh, they slipped up, right?
Uh-huh.
And what it was is when they're eating curry. Uh-huh. And Megune is like, oh, I can't eat this. You know, I'm going to get fat. And then Yuki goes, like, basically repeats what Megune said, but, like, compounded. And then, I forget who's Lucy Christian's character. I forget her name.
Yuri.
Yeah, Yuri. Yuri, like, makes, like, a comment, and Megune reacts to it. So it looks like she's responding to Megune, which is pretty cool. But she's actually responding to Yuki. So, like, it's a really cool thing of, like, playing with that expectation. I actually thought that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, if you go back and look at it, like, obviously she's not there the whole time.
Yeah. It's like she's always being ignored. She's always...
Yeah, exactly.
Her sentences are getting cut off all the time.
Yeah, which I thought was a pretty cool way to, like, tip the hat, you know, that she's not there.
Yeah. The only time that I thought was, like, confusing was when they were in the library looking for books.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Megan is the one that saves Yuki. Like, she's the one that, like, pulls her out of the way, I think, right?
Yeah.
And then everybody, like, thanks Megumi to, like, oh, thanks Megumi for saving Yuki. But
so the weird... So that scene is super weird.
Yeah.
If you go back and watch it, because they're, like, everyone's like, oh, Megune, thanks. Yeah, Megune, thanks. Like, they're all saying, like, her name over and over. It's like...
Yeah, it's like an obvious thing.
Yeah, like, nobody talks like this. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, like, nobody talks like this. It's so weird. Like, it felt like the weirdest written thing. And, like, me knowing that she was dead, I was like, okay, this makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, like, it's so cool that the only one who ever interacts with her... is Yuki, which is real cool. Man, it's I really enjoy this anime, Jay. No, I can't. There's,
you know, for me, it's like I had a little bit of a hard time like getting through it because of I wasn't expecting to watch like a horror anime at all now.
Yeah.
So I know that aspect was like a real big surprise for me, like the first episode, like the whole like reveal of the first episode was like that one was shocking to me like a bit, like I was caught off guard,
right? Well, yeah. If you go back, there's a lot of cool hints in that episode too.
Yeah,
like, you can see when they go up to the when they go up to the garden, the rooftop garden. There's a shot you can see of the cross with Megune's ribbon on it. Yeah, but it's like in the background. It's like really in the background. You can't really tell what it is. Oh, you can see it's a cross with something hanging off of it, but it's obviously Megune's cross.
Yeah, I think the biggest one is Miki like barging into the class and just like calling out her name.
That's so cool. Hey. I love that scene. Mm-hmm. And then they go and get Toramaru from the music club.
Yeah.
So you can't just barge in here. There's another cool scene where they're walking. It's like right before the eye catch, too, is that they're walking down the hallway and then you hear a breeze. And it shows like the windows are closed, but you can hear a breeze in the background. It's also really, really cool.
Yeah.
I love that there's a literal calm before the literal storm.
Like, you mean like the whole pool party thing
whole
before
pool episode? Yeah, it's so light and like fluffy, and the whole time I was like, how funny is this? Like, the apocalypse show had to fit a pool episode in somehow.
I know, right? It's not even a pool.
It sucks, and I couldn't even enjoy that episode because I was like, I really want to see what's next in the mystery. Like, the worst part of this anime is like this the slice of life part. I feel like the slice of life is cool, but I really love the psychology and like horror part aspect of the anime a lot more.
Yeah, and the mystery aspect of it, of like what's really going on, especially once they find that what the key unlocks.
The file, yeah.
Yeah, the file.
All right.
Because you know what that file really reminded me of?
What?
Freaking Hatsuful Boyfriend.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, all of a sudden, I was like, all the truths are revealed.
Yeah, really weird.
All right, Jay. Let's move on to art.
Art. So,
all the girls are super cute.
Yeah, like casual. I really like the casual clothes. I like Megune's outfit with her cross, like almost it's like a church girl outfit or something.
I'm surprised they didn't take her bling from her. I would have took that cross,
put that on her grave.
No, I would have just wore it. God, this anime has like the weird like Lucky Star problem. Like, everybody looks like a kid in this anime.
Yeah, but they're
supposed to be 30 years. They're supposed to be like almost adults.
Miki's the youngest, right?
Yeah, she's a first year.
Mm-hmm. But she's like smarter than.
Yeah, but everyone's real, real, real cute.
Yeah,
my favorite design girl is not even real, apparently, and was Yuki's friend with the choker.
Oh yeah, the one that's next to her.
Yeah, she's really
purple
cool.
hair girl.
Yeah,
yeah, she almost it's kind of like really what's the word where you think it's something but it's not actually something, a misleading thing. Because like at the beginning of the anime, she's almost played off as like a bully almost.
Right.
But at the end, like the very end of the anime. A friend, and she gives her a note saying like, oh, she's super cute or something,
right?
It's like, god. That's something that I really enjoyed.
God, and she's so cool. What I really loved is they saw her one last time. They saw her zombie form, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any cinematography notes, Jay?
One cinematography thing that it's not really cinematography, it's just like a lighting thing. It's just, I felt like the dark parts, like at night or like when they're in the basement or something, they were like a little too dark that I like, couldn't really see that much.
Right.
It's probably just like my room and like the lighting, because like I just felt like it was like really hard to see what was going on.
Yeah, I felt like it was fine on my TV. I have set really bright anyway.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
But another thing on top of that is I really enjoyed like the atmosphere of the anime. I really felt like on edge like the whole time.
Oh, whenever like the slice of life parts went away, like the comfy zone.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, oh my god. Like, I really love how alone Miki feels in the mall. Yeah.
Yeah.
After her friend leaves and after Toromaru leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really cool. Like, really desolate, like almost hopeless feel to
like
it.
Like, even when, and then when Toromaru leaves, it's even worse.
No. Oh. Speaking of which, poor Toromaru. Poor guy. Yeah. Trying to think. God, they do such a good. Just when they see Megune and how that's filmed, everyone's like, oh shoot, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, that one hit me so hard. Where, like, what's Shovel Girl's name again?
Kurumi.
Yeah, Kurumi. Like, when Kurumi goes down there to go kill him. Kill whatever mm-hmm. bit Toromaru.
Yeah.
And then she just sees it's Megune and she's like, why? Why'd it have to be you?
I know. It's like a double whammy. Like, first, Toromaru is acting strange, and then you go to try to get revenge and it's Megune.
No. And she goes to swing on him and she looks up at the right time and she has to pause. I was like, oh, yeah. Nope, that's it.
There's a lot of close-up of the eyes when like stuff like that happens.
You know what's real cool? They don't get into it here, but apparently the serum that Kurumi gets is like an imperfected serum.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, her body goes cold, and how do they describe it? Like, her body goes cold, and then the zombies don't touch her. They don't care.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So she becomes like a living, like literally becomes like a living dead.
Wow.
Yeah, which is really, really cool, I feel.
Yeah, because I remember they did do the shot on her, but her arm was still like all veiny and stuff, like it was still infected.
Right. Oh, man, when they brought her to the room first, I was like, all right, you got to chop off her arm real quick. And then they showed her.
I know, that's what I was thinking they were going to do.
And then they showed her face, and I was like, oh, she's done. That's it.
It's already spread.
Yeah, you can't do nothing about that.
Yep, chain her to the bed.
Oh, God.
Where do they get handcuffs from? What kind of school has handcuffs?
What kind of school has a freaking pond on top of it?
With fish.
Yeah. Dude, it was really surprising there was fish. I was like, how come you guys aren't eating the fish?
I know, right? Or I guess maybe carp isn't. You don't eat carp?
Maybe.
Isn't it like, maybe it's like a religious thing? Maybe. I don't know. Because carp is very, it's in a lot of Japanese stuff, right?
Yeah, Magikarp, all that good stuff.
Oh yeah, I guess you could think of Magikarp, but that's why they don't eat Magikarp, but they're all skin and bones, right?
Yeah, sure. All right, so characters, Jay?
Characters. I feel like there's like not really any underutilized characters, unless you have one. Well, maybe that purple hair girl.
Yeah,
you like.
I really liked her. I really wanted to see more.
Okay.
Nothing much to say about her. I thought she looked really cool.
Yeah.
I really like punk girls.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that line of, oh yeah, he has a thing on your neck like you. And then, oh, he has a choker. the collar. It's really cute. Yeah, I wish she was in the anime more.
I have one least favorite, and then I have the rest of the cast as
who's
a favorite.
Who's your least favorite?
I don't know if you're going to be mad, but I don't really like Yuki.
I think she's the only one who doesn't get any character development
mm-hmm.
in the whole anime. I feel like she's probably underutilized in that way, if you think about it.
I guess, yeah.
But yeah, she doesn't get any spotlight. And I can see why you can say she's the least favorite out of everyone. Mm-hmm. Everyone gets a moment, and like, her moment is to act, and she doesn't act. She's too afraid. Yeah. But everyone else gets like really cool character development. We get to see what their past look like, And this character, we don't see anything.
Yeah, I guess so, huh? Other than just her, like, school day before all this stuff happened.
Yeah, but there's nothing to her character, which is kind of, you know, cruddy.
Other than her mental illness and...
Yeah. But I do think she's really cute, though.
Yeah.
Her hat. I mean, her hat's adorable.
She's all right.
All right, so everyone else.
I'll have as a favorite. Kurumi, really cool. I really like sharp-tooth lollies. Is she a lolly? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, she has the Lolita body, so yeah, I would say.
And Yuri.
Yuri might be my least favorite character. I actually got Yuri and Yuki confused. So apply.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, apply all those comments I said about right now to to Yuri.
Yuki, the illness pink hair girl with the hat.
Yeah, Yuki.
That's my least favorite.
Yeah, that's why I was like, oh yeah. I like realized it like when you said mental illness, I was like, oh yeah. But no, they can both be set in the. I can see you have both set in there, but
okay.
But yeah, the reason why I kind of like. I would like Yuki a little bit more than Yuri, is that Yuki is like the quintessential like moe girl.
Okay.
And like, she's like super adorable, but like that's her only like trait though, is that she's adorable.
She's adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's really weak. She can't. She hit the zombie with the bat, and the zombie didn't even flinch.
Didn't even flinch.
And he's like, ugh, and like knocked the bat out of her hands.
Yeah. And then zombie Toromaru helped save the day.
Oh, God. That's so good. Yeah, but yeah, everyone else. Sorry. So, yeah, everyone else.
Yeah, you're Miki. Miki's cool.
Miki's cool. Played by Rei Takahashi. Takashi. Mm-hmm. Megumin. And I would say Kobayashi. Megumin and... God, why can't... Tagaki. Tagaki-san.
Oh, okay.
Of Takaki-san fame. All really cute, I feel.
Yeah.
Megune, probably my favorite character in the anime.
She's the cutest, I would say.
Yeah. Oh, it hurt when they revealed like her final words.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, oh, I was glad to be your teacher. I was like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
It's so sad. And yeah, but I mean, this anime kind of sucks as a character anime.
Mm-hmm.
Like they get you to care about the characters just enough, mm-hmm. and that's it. But there's no really crazy. Like this isn't going on, like my top 10 favorite character anime.
Yeah,
but, top 10 concept anime. I actually would put it up there. It's real fun.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite moments, Jay. Unless you want to, I mean, I guess we talk about every character that we can.
Kai. We didn't talk about Kai.
Yeah,
she was okay.
She was cool.
Yeah, I liked her. I liked her design as well.
All right, so favorite moments, Jay. What are your favorite moments?
The only one that I wrote down was the shopping mall trip. I really enjoyed that episode.
Yo, zombie Toromaru-kun coming back at the end of the anime. Pretty cool. That made me a little happy that he rose back up from the dead.
Yeah, and then... Yuki putting the hat over him and then locking him in the closet.
Aww.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the thought that they still remember stuff even as a zombie?
The zombies?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That
hurts. I feel like
that hurts more.
I feel like it's not actually like them remembering stuff. I think it's probably just like instinct.
All right.
Where like they've gone through like this whole like routine, and their body's just like reacting like, oh, go to school, oh, go to class, go play soccer.
Well, then how do you feel about like the thought of like Megune and Toromaru are like complete opposites to that?
Oh, you mean like
it's like Megune, like the thought Miki says, like, oh, the reason why you're down here and they've never seen you is because you wanted to protect them. And I fully believe that, too. That she was down there because if she saw a living person, she would eat them.
Yeah.
And that all comes down, I don't know if you were watching the dub by then, but when they show the journal that Zombie Meganan was writing in, and it had all, it basically had their names scribbled in it.
Yeah, and please survive, right?
Yeah, please survive, like... or please live. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that shows that, you know, Megune is in there. Just that now that she has to fight this thing, her zombie
But
force.
She did she write that as a zombie, or did she write that right before she turned?
Well, there's...
Because there's, like, a lot of scribbling in there as well, like she was, like, fighting pain. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it could have been after or during she was transforming. But
and the area that she was in, wasn't that like the escape area?
Yeah, I don't know how she got in there. To like who put that desk there to like lock the
door? Like open the The thing is, like if she was trying to protect them, wouldn't she want like not go there? Like she should probably go somewhere where they wouldn't find her, right?
Yeah, that's what the weird part is about that scene. Like, how did she like with her last power? Did she like drag herself down there and then like prop the door open?
Yeah, with the desk. Where did that desk come from?
Yeah, why didn't she use the? Why didn't she use the antidote? Apparently, apparently they didn't know, the teachers didn't know until
it actually happened, right?
Yeah, until they would open up the case, the folder that was like the whole thing. Like they're like, oh, maybe Megune like knew or whatever. And they're like, no, well, she wouldn't have known it was down there until they opened up the file.
Yeah, and I was thinking like maybe all the teachers had the key.
Yeah, maybe she opened it before they, like, she was like, oh, in case of emergency, and opened it up, and maybe it was too dangerous to go down there originally. I don't know.
Maybe.
There's, like, a lot of weird, like, if you think about it, it doesn't make any sense about how it ended. But, it's still fun. Give me your least favorite moments, Jay.
Well, Toramaru dying obviously is like I did shed a tear for that. It was really heartfelt.
Oh, when he looked up at her and Miki and smiled, I was like, oh.
I thought he was fine at that point. I was like, oh man, he's better. And then nope, he died.
He dies in her arms. Yeah. So I was like tearing up at that. And she's like, oh, don't forget Toramaru's last words. He's like, he didn't say anything. He's like, yeah, he looked up and said, thank you. I was like,
oh.
Oh, I was so sad. I was sniveling. You know, it made me, there's a lot of cheap shots in this anime, and that's one of them, I feel. Yeah. I don't know if it's not earned, but it's pretty sad.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? One thing that really bothered me, right, is like, okay, they're talking about like, why did Toramaru go down to the basement anyway? It's like, oh, there's probably another dog down there or something like that, right? And they don't look for the dog.
That's what I thought too. I was like, oh, and he did hear something. I don't know if you remember or not. He heard something bark or howl. That's why he went down there.
Yeah.
But we never know we don't know what it was.
Yep, they just left that poor dog to fend for itself over there in the water with Megane.
Now maybe he found a girl. I like that. Maybe he found a girlfriend. Yeah, it's.
What about you? Do you have any other least favorite moments?
Oh, I can't think of any. A lot of the slice of life stuff that's drag. Like in its generic point. Like, which is the most generic points of the anime. It just drags. Okay. Although it is really cute, but it's just, eh. Seen it all before.
Yeah, one thing that I enjoy is that like leave money when they like steal something.
Yeah, which is really cool, I thought.
They're still being respectful to like the store owners and the school place.
I like how they always made a point to show that they left money on the counter.
Yeah.
Like, they never took outside their means of what they had with them, which is pretty cool. Because I would just be taking everything. Like, let's see what we can fit in this car.
I know, right? For sure. That's what I'd be doing.
Would you have, real quick, if you were Miki, would you have went home?
If I was Miki, would I go home?
Yeah, so when they were coming back from the, not Miki, Shovel Girl.
Kurumi.
Yeah, Kurumi.
Would I go back home?
Yeah, so apparently...
it was the mall was close to her house.
It was close to her house, yeah. And she's like, Yuri tells her, you don't want to go home? She's like, nah, and they just keep going.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel like at
I'd
that
be afraid
point,
to see... I'd be like... The thought of the chance of my family being alive would be like... enough for me to keep going. Like, it'd be devastating for me to go and find out that they're, like, zombies.
Yeah.
Like, I think that thought's more devastating than, like...
I'd be too scared to go to the house and see something like that.
Right. And, like, I'd rather just play it. Maybe I'll see them again. Maybe, like, I'll come to the... Like, maybe, especially this soon into the apocalypse, I'm like, I couldn't go back now. Like, I'd have to go back... when I'm, like, ready.
Once a lot of things clear up.
Exactly. Or, like, if I'm feel like I'm in a mental state to be like, okay, I have a support system. Like, if I break down, there's not just three other high school girls, like, holding it together. Like, if one of them had a breakdown, like, that's half the group is, like, immobile, you know, of the four.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. There's a lot of cool... like what if scenarios in this anime, which I think is like half the fun of it as well.
It's actually really fun thinking about like stuff like this. Like what would I do? Like, and not well, I already said what I would do, but but it's really fun anime to think about.
All right, Jay, any last general thoughts you want to talk about before we end the wrap up?
It's a good horror anime.
Yeah.
I was pleasantly surprised.
I was also really surprised. I thought it was going to be just whatever.
Two girls surviving.
Yeah, that's it. And it was pretty cool. I enjoyed it. I'd really enjoy a second season. Like, I really wanted to go and watch what was next. Like, I might go and read the manga. Yeah.
Because the manga just especially, did you see the end thing? Where, like, some unknown person picks up one of the balloons
postcards
that they sent off?
Yeah. And, that might be one of the people from like the camp they're about to go to.
The college, yeah.
Yeah. So
or university.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see. I also like the hand-fisted I should have mentioned it in favorite scenes. But they mentioned that the two next safe houses are are college and like a business thing.
Yeah.
So they're like, "Oh,
worker college."
Yeah, worker college. Oh, I was like, "You sons of I was like, gosh,
you know,
dang it.
You know what's one thing that bothered me was like during that whole like final like thing where everybody's like helpless, what were those two zombies doing at the top, like messing with that radio thing?
Right.
What were they doing up there?
It's so dumb. I don't know.
And it was just like a big domino effect. Okay, like they knock over that pole, it goes into the battery thing, that causes a fire. Then the zombies catch on fire and they burn down the crops.
Yeah, I was like, yo. But what a cool... I think that's a really cool way to enter your climax, though. Like, almost everything that you've worked for now is now gone. Like,
yeah. Solar panels are okay, right?
Yeah. No, well, there's no generator.
Without the generators, it's nothing else.
So it's like, what do you do at that point?
Yeah.
I did think it was kind of dumb that they left all the medicine and stuff behind. It looks like they did. They didn't take a lot with them. I feel that was real dumb.
Yeah, they should have.
They should have took at least some of the vaccines with them.
Yeah, if they didn't do that, that's really dumb.
Yeah, exactly. Or they're planning to be like, oh, we know where to find this stuff. Let's get people to come with us to help.
I guess.
But who knows? It'd be like the dumb Moe thing of like, oh yeah, my friend got bit and there's the serum. It's like, oh, where was the serum? Oh, back where we came from. Like,
oh, 2 hours away.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't bring any? Oh, go man. All this stuff. Anyway, Jay.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts you have before ending the wrap up?
I already said my final. I know. Good horror anime.
Good horror anime. Any secondary final thoughts?
I know, right? You know, now that you mentioned it, I kind of.
All right. So, accessibility, Jay.
There are some bathing suits and a couple of shots of underwear.
Yeah, but it's really weird fan service in this anime.
I know.
At points.
The one really weird one was like when they were searching for where the key goes to, and then you see like Miki's underwear when she bends over the desk, gets under the desk.
Yeah, it's so weird.
I was like, what the heck? It seems out of place.
Unwarranted.
Yeah. And you could watch it on Crunchyroll and High Dive.
Yeah, the dub's on High Dive.
Sub is on High Dive.
How'd you feel about the dub, Jay? I know when you started it, you had some mixed feelings.
Yeah. And I still stand by what I said. I feel like they got the four people to like, okay, you guys are the four person. You do this person, you do this person, you do this person, blah, 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 blah. And then when they were like about to record, they're like, wait, wait, wait. Let's switch you guys around. I feel like that was what happened, because it felt kind of weird.
Wouldn't it be crazy if we just mixed it up right now? How'd you feel with Lucy Christian's acting in
character?
This one? Yeah.
Well, she played Yuri, the advisor, mm-hmm. right? So she, not the advisor, the
president.
The president. So I felt like she did an okay job.
I feel Brittany Karabowski, as always, knocked it out the park, though.
Yeah.
She did really
good.
Brittany
Karabowski is a great voice actor.
Excuse me.
I feel like Miki's voice actor was probably a little lacking, but right. She was fine. I think everybody else was fine.
Yeah, I couldn't, once I saw it was Rei Takahashi, I couldn't change. So I was like, all right, well.
Mao was also one of the characters, right? M-A-O?
Yeah, M-A-O, Mao. I think she was... I don't know her voice off the top of my head, but I always see her because her initials are, like...
But they stand out a lot.
Yeah, they're just actually initials. I don't know what the word is. Mm-hmm. I forget what the word is for, like, actual... Not actual alphabet, but, like, the Greek alphabet. Anyway, a Romanized, I guess, is the... word. I don't know. I know it's like Romanji. I don't know. Anyway. What's something you would change, Jay?
What about rewatchability, Aaron?
What about rewatchability?
Would you rewatch it?
Maybe.
Not possibly hard, after a while.
Yeah, it's not,
or
it's not
maybe
hard,
if
though.
There's a second season.
Especially if I wanted to show somebody this anime, I would probably watch it. Not right away, though. Like, in a couple years or a year or so.
Want to surprise them with the first episode or something.
Yeah, exactly. Did you look into the cover art, or did you try not to pay attention to it?
I tried not to pay attention to it, and I did a good job.
There you go.
I did not see anything desolate when I... so what I did was like, okay, I just need to like do a side glance and like click it, right? And
so,
then just go and then straight to the first episode.
I was really late. What I wanted to do was start the first episode and then be like, oh, Jay, just go to the history and pick episode one from there.
Oh, okay.
But I totally forgot, so it's fine.
Yeah, but I did a good job. All I saw was the girls running, or like. So I was like, oh, it's just looks like just a regular old anime.
Did you think it was gonna be just like a
zombies
school anime?
I don't remember how you described it.
I think I just it's about I think I said something like, it's about girls
said
who live at school.
Yeah,
school
I think that's
club.
All you said, and I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and then there's zombies.
Yep, and then there's zombies.
Zombies show up, and they're bad 3D zombies at that.
I know. That's another thing that reminded me of like Danganronpa.
The bad CG
mob of bad people.
What's something you do differently, Jay?
I had something, but I forgot what I wanted.
I think the anime's fine the way it is.
Yeah, maybe go look for the dog that Toromaru
right.
was like trying to talk to or find.
Right, probably.
Other All right. than that, I don't know. Take the medicine with you.
All right, Jay.
Moment of truth. I give this a high recommend.
Yeah, do you know what? This is also a high recommend. Really, really fun.
Yeah.
Really fun anime.
Keeps you on your toes. It's very suspenseful.
Yeah.
I think it does what it sets out to do really well.
Yeah. If you want a better anime, go watch, go play Danganronpa 1 and then,
And then Danganronpa 2.
Go play 2 and then watch D3. Dear 3. Really good.
Yep.
All right, Jay. Now that we've, survived school life with all these zombies, what do you have for us next week?
All right, we're going back to an anime that we've already watched. We're going to watch a few more episodes. I'm picking Metabots again.
Oh, okay. That's soon.
Yeah. So.
Oh, quite. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know what you meant by soon.
Well, because, like, that's like the... We did it only, what, a couple months ago? No.
Maybe couple months we did Metabots?
Three, 4 months ago? It was near the end of year two.
Oh, okay.
We covered it.
Well, I didn't even realize that.
I think it's
I just wanted to pick something that we already did.
I think it's the last one. The last new continuous one we did, I think, is Metabots.
Oh, okay, yeah. It probably is, yeah. You're right.
Yeah. I might be a little off, but I'm pretty sure we either did it like...
Yeah, I wrote down all the ongoing anime that we have, and I think you're right. It might be the last one we did.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did either December or January, I want to say.
No, January was all the new...
That's February. That was February and March.
Well, all the top anime of 2019?
Yeah, because our anniversary is... Or the anniversary is at the end of January. Mm-hmm. And that's when we started.
Okay.
Or no, yeah, I guess we covered it in January. Yeah, so it had to have been December then.
Yeah.
Maybe November when we covered it.
It's been a while. Yeah, it's been a few months.
Yeah. It's about time.
Yeah, so Metabots, we'll finish up the first season and do a little bit of the second season. I'm thinking 15 episodes.
Oh, really? Are we that close to the end?
No, 15 episodes. Well, the first season ends at 26 episodes.
Oh, wow. Why didn't we just finish it? We should have just finished the 26.
I don't remember why we didn't. I think because I was confused because the Wikipedia has it like as one big show. Like it says like, oh, it's just 50 something episodes. I was like, okay, let's just do 20 then. But then when I went to the Metabots list like recently, it has season one as 26 episodes and season two is another 26 or something like that.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, that's so weird. We should have just finished it. Because I said like we only did, 21? 20. 20?
We did 20.
We should have just finished it off. That was weird. So how many are we doing? Six and half of season two?
Yeah, no, we'll watch, we'll finish season one and then a bit of season two. We'll do 15 episodes.
Okay.
So we'll go to 35.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
And where can we watch it, Jay?
Go watch on YouTube. They have an official YouTube channel.
There you go. Metabots Row Battle.
Row Battle.
You can't wait for
Mr. Referee's entrances.
Yeah, do your best Mr. Referee impression.
Then it's agreed.
Metabots, roll battle. The winner is Metabee.
Obviously.
Gosh dang it. So good. I'm actually pretty excited to watch more Metabots.
I didn't know if you were going to be mad at me.
Nah.
It again.
I like Metabots. That's fun. There's only like one thing I'll be mad if you... You know, I don't think there's anything I'd be really mad if you picked again.
What, Slam Dunk?
I'm all right. I'm not going to like
it.
Would
be mad if I picked again?
I don't know. I got to think about that.
Because I actually wrote down all the ongoing anime we have now. It's on my list.
All right, let's talk about that when we hop off here.
Okay.
But thanks everybody for listening again.
Yep.
Congratulations, like Jay. 10,000.
Yeah, 10,000. Wow.
Here's to another 10,000 more.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, and if you liked us, go ahead. Leave a comment.
Follow us.
Follow us on SoundCloud. Follow us on iTunes. Mm-hmm. Follow us on YouTube. Go ahead.
Send us an email.
Email animecherrybomb@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any requests, suggestions, anything like that, you can send them on over there.
You want to say hi?
Aaron, do you check out the email often?
Yup. Check every day. I have it connected to my my Yahoo mail, so I check it. When I check my email, I check the Cherry Bomb email just in case.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, everybody. Until next time.
Mm-hmm.
Stay
surviving.
Stay surviving, everyone.
Stay alive.
Eat those nummy sticks.